Guys, we're talking about artwork on your derriere.
Yes.
Or, you know, another way of phrasing it is butt tats.
And look at the people call the show now, Maz. Yeah. They've got them. They're out there.
People have tattoos on their bottoms. It's a thing. I didn't realise that it was a thing. I didn't even consider it as a place to get a tattoo when I got tattooed. But Jane Park in Britain, she won £1 million when she was 17. And in the years since, she spent about 90 grand on cosmetic surgery. She has had a butt lift. So she has a great looking bottom.
Look good.
It looks like a big butt.
Do the tats look good?
No. Okay. It's just like scribble. It's just people's, it looks like just people's names. It looks like a drunk guest list.
I'm guessing a lot of the tats that end up on bums are like that. Like, you're not getting a masterpiece on your backside, are you, that we know of?
Or an arse-to-piece.
Producer Matt. Now, before we go to Matty, let's go to Scott, because he enjoyed that. Scott from the Central Coast. Morning, Scotty. Do you enjoy the arse-to-piece?
Have you got an arse-to-piece?
I do. I've been laughing all morning. I literally just woke up and I got in my car and I said, like, yep, I've got to ring up. I've got to let you know.
Oh, okay. Mate, you're on now. This is your moment.
How many tattoos do you have on your bottom, Scott?
I've got a couple.
Okay.
But the best ones are that I actually do have your name and I've also got your number there.
What?
Who? Maz.
Gaundy.
Maz's.
That actually says your name.
Your name. Your name. Number.
And your number on the other cheek. And I've also got some other ones, but they're a bit risque for radio.
What's the reference to your name, your number on your backside? Like, are you able to use that in a conversation? Like, why did you choose to get that?
To win bets at the pub, actually.
Yeah.
Bet at the pub.
Was this inspired by somebody? Like, did you get the idea from someone and go, oh, that person's got a butt tat? That's a great idea.
Well, what I did, because I love to have a bit of a laugh, I got a couple of comedians. Comedy tats on my body.
Okay.
And when I actually got that, and then about a year later, Steve-O from Jackass come out.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
And he had your name on his bum, and I'm like, so I have to up the ante and get your number.
Got to do it. I get it.
It's good that you looked up to Steve-O from Jackass for inspiration.
Steve-O get his own face tattooed on his entire back?
Yes. He also got that tattoo while driving in a bumpy Jeep in the outback on his arm as well.
Those
I remember
guys.
That one.
I remember that one.
Hey, Scotty,
Scott, you're hilarious.
Take a photo for us and send it to our producer, Matt, please. We'll take a look at those tats.
No
That'll be
offense,
great.
Scott, but I don't want to see that photo. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, Dil.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Good, mate. We're talking about tattoos on your rear end. Do you have one?
Yeah, so I have probably the worst.
Oh, no.
The worst.
What's the story? Before you say what it is, what's the story behind it? What were the circumstances surrounding this?
I was young, dumb, no brains. We're at school one day and one of the boys had just got a tattoo gun.
At school?
Yeah, it didn't happen at school, but a lot of the boys going, oh, I'll get my name tattooed on my foot, I'll get this, I'll get that. And I was like, oh, I'll get a penis tattooed in my butt.
Great idea, Dylan. What an idea that is.
Yeah, top idea. And then we got home that afternoon. The boys got their tattoos and their foot done, and they're like, get your bum out. And I just sort of gave into the peer pressure and,
And there you're stuck for life now, man.
Yeah, do you have any regrets?
Not really. The missus just raised her eyebrows at it. And every time I see my 90-year-old man, she just, have you got that thing covered up yet?
Well, hang on a sec. You showed your nan the butt tat.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, she probably just said run around naked or something.
Oh, of course,
yes. Just doing a classic nudie run around Nan's house, Dylan.
It's always great when Dil hasn't learned from his lessons either. He's just like, oh, I don't really regret it.
That is what you do when you're a bit young and you're a bit silly. Bless.
Well, we don't really all grow up, do we? I mean, we get a little bit older, but we're still just as dumb. But let's go to Angie from Wagga because she's thinking about getting one.
Oh.
Angie, have you been put off by our previous callers yet?
Hey, babe.
Yeah, sort of. Maybe I haven't grown up. I'm 50 this year and decided to get one on my bum.
What? So you did you have this done yet, or is this something you're planning?
I'm booked in to have it done on the 25th of next month.
Okay, and what are you getting tattooed on your 50-year-old bottom?
it's a lotus.
Oh, like a flower.
Ah, nice.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, how big?
We worked out it's probably about 25 centimetres long and nearly about 20 wide. So, but I don't know whether I'll go through with it just yet, because when I was talking to the tattooist, I said, I can be a bit of a sook. And he said, well, getting one on your butt isn't the best idea if you're a sook. And I said, oh, why is that? I thought it would have been better. And he said, oh, no. He said, there's a lot of nerve endings in your butt. And he said...
It does feel like a sensitive spot.
Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it?
And so...
Anyway, so he said to me, he said, oh... And the other thing is, wouldn't have thought this either, because it's so fatty, it's hard for them to do, though.
Yeah.
Like, go to CrossFit, so it's not fatty, but...
Why did you decide on the bum, then, of all the places?
A friend of mine had one, and she was wearing, like, a G-string in front of me one day, and I just went... Oh, wow, that looks great.
Looks great.
Mindy, you're so progressive. I love that you're rocking around in G-bangers in front of your girlfriends at 50. You do CrossFit and you're getting a flower tattooed on your butt. I think it's great. Good
Never
on you.
Grow up, guys. That's the thing.
Oh, absolutely. No, guys, I'm fighting it all the way.
Good on you.
I'll go out kicking and screaming. That's
good. What about this for an idea, just very quickly, Angie? Because you might want to change the lotus here. Because our producer Maddie, his mate's got a ripper. You might want to change it to this one. What's your mate got, Maddie?
Oh, it's pretty artistic.
Yeah, what
it's
is it?
It's a ham sandwich with a lightning bolt on it.
Would you consider that, Angie? Would you consider that?
Oh God, who knows? Who knows?
How does it work, Maddie?
I'm getting a tattoo on my ass. Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. Does the ham sandwich open? Is that the idea of the...
You can see that it's been cut down the side.
With the lightning bolt.
So the middle of the butt is the in-between of the sandwich, right?
No, it's not that big. No.
No,
it's just a nice, neat ham sandwich with a lightning bolt.
How do you know it's a ham sandwich?
Because he's told me. He's also got his bin day tattooed on his leg there, so.
Oh, your mates. Oh, that explains a lot.
Isn't that a great sentence from producer Matt? It's just a nice, neat ham sandwich on the arse.